Praise the Lord. Message number 138. The title of the message, Put God First, part 13. Let's open our Bible to the book of Job, chapter 23 and verse 12. Job chapter 23 verse 12. Say, I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. And at this time, O Lord, anoint my lips and put word and statement to speak to your people, your message. O God, let be clear. Let each and everyone who listens put you first in abiding with your ways and the word of yours. Take your word with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach to those who are waiting for your word and those who are in need of this message of yours. I pray for revival. I pray for people to be saved. I people for workers to be committed to go on and save you. And I pray that a real joy will be in the heart of your people, that everyone will listen to your word, will be rejoiced in the truth. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Job say, I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. Job, in spite of his suffering and ailment, but he committed himself and stand firm, and he steadfast in obeying the commands and the word of God and the statutes of the Lord. What is the secret behind that? What is the power that enabled him to do that? God was first in the life of Job, and also what he mentioned here, that he treasured the word of God more than his daily bread. When coming to the word of God, the question is, food or the word of God? Job was choosing the word of God first. Now I ask people, are you reading your Bible? And the question is, oh, I don't have time, or sometime, or some days I don't eat, I don't read. Then I ask, are you eating your food? Are you eating your food? They say, yes. How many times? Two, three times, four times? I say, when you have time to cook and you have time to go buy your food, why you don't have time to read the word of God? The question is here, is do you have priority to put the word of God first, then second the food of your body? Are you treasuring the word of God more than your daily bread and food? That is a very important decision and very important step in our lives. To put God first is to put his word also first. And how you put his word first unless you read his word. The word of God is so important in each and everyone's life. The word of God it directs us in the thing that we need to do and accomplish. The importance of the word of God and how it reflects that we are putting God first is when we read it. Why we read the word of God? There are many reasons, many good reasons that make us keep time to read the Bible, to read the word of God. In the beginning of our day, we start with reading the Bible. We in the abode to keep it daily and meditating daily on his word. And every day, including all the word of God in the Bible from beginning to the end, from Genesis to the book of Revelation. In the book of Matthew chapter 4, speak about the temptation of Jesus, how he faced temptation. Let us read and what he used to overcome. In book of Matthew chapter 4, and I'll read from verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now here the tempter came to him, that is the devil. And if he would come to Jesus, and if he had tempted Jesus, how much more he is coming to you to tempt it, to tempt you. How much more he is coming to the people of God who serve God, and he will come to tempt them. The devil is all around, and his temptation is so common. But how we can face the temptation? How the Lord faced the temptation? He spoke the word of God to devil. From where he called the word of God? It is written, man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. He quoted from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. Devil came to tempt him to do something wrong. The Lord was in need, he was in hunger, and he told him, why you don't change the stone to bread? Jesus can do that, but that is against the word of God. Devil every day will come and will come to you to tempt you to do something wrong because you are in need. But how you face temptation? We face the temptation by relying on the promises of God. Where are the promises of God? Are written in the Bible, are written for us, to remind us, to strengthen us, to encourage us not to do wrong, but to wait upon God until He come and fulfill His promise, until the Lord will come and fulfill what He had said in His word, because it is written, man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And that's why we need to read the Bible. We need to be reminded. We need to be strengthened with the word of God, so that when the tempter will come, he cannot penetrate. He will not find us hungry. He will not find us weary, because we lack the word of God. As we read the word, we are strengthened and we are encouraged. Matthew chapter 4 verse 5 to verse 7. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. This is another temptation. Devil came to Jesus, and he was trying to persuade the Lord to throw himself. And that is what really had happened. And that is what is really happening every day to you, to everyone who commits himself to follow God. The devil will try to come and tempt you, to persuade you to do something that by doing it you are throwing yourself into trouble. What he caught here? He caught a scripture from book of Psalm 91 verse 1 and verse 11 and 12. He told him, throw yourself, because it's written, he will command his angel concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. That is a false teaching. He took the word of God, but he put it in a wrong application. And that might even do devil. Devil know the word of God very well. How Jesus combated him? He called him a scripture from the Old Testament. Do not put the Lord your God to the this, and that is here in the Lord took this scripture from book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 16. If the word of God was not in the heart of Jesus, he might be tempted. He might be listening and convinced with the offer of devil and convinced with the way of devil and through himself. The same might happen to each and every one of us. To each and every one of you, listen to the message. Devil may come to tempt you. And you may fall into temptation if you fail to put God first. How you put God first? By reading His word. By reading the word of God every day, you have the food, you have the nourishment, you have the verses in your heart, in your mind. You have been reminded. A quick review of 3-4 chapters every day. It will make you stand solid, assured, secure that God is with you, that God is supporting you, that God is in your side to have a good plan for you. Devil, when he come and try to cheat you, try to persuade you to do something wrong, you have a fresh word of God in your heart. You have just read in the morning. Devil cannot penetrate because you have put God first. You will continue read Matthew 4 verse 8 to verse 10. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The devil came to the Lord and he told him, I'll give you all these things. It's a good offer. And the devil may come to offer you this. A lot of things all around you. The devil may come to offer you these material things. But if the material things will take you from God and will take you from serving the Lord, then you are not doing well. You might be tempted, you might be agreeing, because sometimes the offer is materially more salary, more income, better job, but as long as it will take you from God, then be careful. How Jesus was reminded? How Jesus was reminded to tell Satan, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only, from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 13. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oath in his name. The Lord discerned that devil is tempting him, that devil is taking him away from God's service. I'll give you all the kingdom, the material things, but how about the mission of Jesus? It will be no more. How about your mission? How about your ministry? How about your commitment to God? If the material things will take this commitment from you, then you are failing to serve the Lord, and then you are falling into the trap of devil. The point here, every now and then, the devil will come to give you chocolate, to take the gold, the precious things from your hand of what the Lord had in trust to you. What you need to be having, you need to be armed with the word of God. Daily reading the Bible is the way that we put God first. Every day, 3 to 4, 5 chapters, that will make your day and your life easier and easier and easier, because the word of God is rich in your life. Put God first, so that when the devil will come, you will be reminded as you read the word of God. Reading the word of God is the way for us in putting God first. The first priority of our day. We start our day with reading the word of God. Job say, I have treasured your word more than my daily bread. Jesus also did the same. Fasting, 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not speaking here about fasting, but I'm speaking about people who give priority for the word of God. And really we need the word of God. We are in desperate need. I'm in desperate need to hear his voice, to hear his word, so that I can stand my ground against the devil temptation and to stand firm on his promises to me. We spoke about Jesus who fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he was armed with the word of God. There are two more people in the Bible. They fasted 40 days and 40 nights in order to receive the word of God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 9, Moses is one of them. He said, Moses, when I went up on the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord had made with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I had no bread and drank no water. Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights. What for? He was sitting before God. What he received? He received the tablets of the covenant, the word of God, the Ten Commandments. Until this day is applicable in our lives. We need the word for us and for the people. What are you going to speak? What is the message we want to give to the people? We need the word of God. Daily we read the word, and that's how God is speaking to us. Then we can relate the word to our life and to the life of the people under our care, all around us, or in our interaction and relationship with the people around us. We need the word of God. Moses treasured the word of God more than his daily bread. He went into fasting in order to receive the word of God. Jesus, the same. Job is the same. I have not departed from your decrees, from the mouth of your lips. I have treasures the word of his mouth more than my daily bread. It is sweet. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your word that bring us joy and bring us revival. Who is the next person? Speak about Moses, Job, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 17 and verse 1 to 3. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. On the mountain of the transfiguration, the Lord met two persons, Moses and Elijah. We spoke that he met Moses and Moses received from the Lord the tablets, the Ten Commandments, and the word of God. And that's what we hear here, what we read here. They were talking with Jesus, speaking with Jesus, and Jesus is speaking to them. And that's what you need. Fellowship with God, prayer and reading the word. Open your heart, your complaint, your problem to God. Speak to him. They were speaking, talking with Jesus. Talking is discussion. They are discussing with him the situation, the issues. is a time to talk with God, and God will talk to you through reading of His Word. Elijah, a great man of God. After his great victory on the Mount of Carmel, after he defeated the 400 false prophets and they were slaughtered, Jezebel was after him to finish his life. She sent a word threatening him to kill him. And Elijah ran away. He fled. He traveled after a meal. He took a meal. The Lord gave him a meal, bread and water, and he traveled. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8. So he got up and ate and drank, strengthened by that food. He traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. And we know that he was weary, he was harassed, he was hungry for the word of God. He put God first in his trouble. He was attacked by devil, but he moved, searching for God and His voice and His word, till he reached Mount Horeb. And on that mountain, we can read in verse 12, verse King chapter 19, verse 12. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" God started to speak to him. The gentle voice, the word of God. Separate yourself every day, sit down with the Lord, pray, pour out your complaint and read His word, and His word will direct you as He directed Job, as He directed Jesus Christ, as He directed Moses, as He directed Elijah. Put God first in your life. In verse 15 and 16 from the same chapter, after Elijah poured out his complaint to God, the Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king over Aram, also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel Mehulah to succeed you as a prophet." Verse 17, Jehu will put to death any who escaped the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escaped the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouth have not kissed him. He received the word of God that give him assurance to go back to the mission, to the work of God, and trust Him, not to be worried about the attack of devil, the attack of Jezebel. And also he gave him to tell what he need to do and how it will work, how it will operate. He gave him all the details that he need, and he assured him that you are not the only one. There are 7,000 people, they are suffering, by the persecution, but they are standing firm for my name's sake. You put God first, so you can stand your ground. In days of troubles, priority every day to reading, to the reading of the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for thy goodness and thy faithfulness, that your word bring revival and touch people's heart to keep commitment in continually reading the word of God, so that they will be set free and they will commit their lives to serve you and to worship you. I do pray, Lord, for everyone who commit his ways. Give him time, protect him and shield him as he or she desire to honor you and putting you first by reading daily the Bible. Provide the required time, and whatever hindrances of the devil I bind right now and I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that the message will accomplish the purpose that you send it forth. Oh God, bring you this message, I pray, the glory and honor that you deserve, O Lord. And I pray, O God, whatever purpose shall be accomplished according to your will. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.